RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Good evening, listeners, and once again, welcome to this wildlife series. Every postcard of a tropical island carries its picture. No beach is complete without it, and it was once a daily part of every kitchen in the Seychelles. It couldn't be anything else but the coconut. And that's the subject of the second in our wildlife series by our local ecologist Nemo Givan.
Imagine this, an island beach, pure white sands, never touched by human feet. A coconut has come here. Tossed and turned by ocean waves for weeks, it finally got lodged on the upper beach. None the worse for wear, it grows and grows and grows. Coconuts are natural drifters. They can germinate after having floated in the sea for 3.5 months. And can be dispersed over distances of over 4,000 kilometers. Coconuts, they are everywhere in the Seychelles. And we tend to take them for granted. We become fascinated by the coconut's glamorous relative, the coco de mer, instead. But have you ever wondered where coconuts came from? Their place of origin? Where they evolved? Some scientists have. In fact, there are several schools of thought regarding the origin of the coconut. One of the prevailing theories is that the coconut evolved to its present form in the Seychelles area. This theory is supported by several bits of evidence. One is a large amount of volunteer coconuts in the Seychelles. Volunteer coconuts are coconuts not planted by man. There are more volunteer coconuts in the Seychelles than any other area of the world. Another bit of evidence is the existence in the Seychelles of an ancestral type of coconut. This ancestral coconut is what a botanist calls the Neo-Kaffa type. This bizarre name describes the ultimate coconut, a super coconut shaped by evolution to be a drifter. To drift for hundreds of miles of open ocean and colonize new areas. Apparently, Seychelles coconuts possess characteristics of this super coconut. A native Seychelles coconut has a triangular nut that floats very well, has a thick husk and large cavities in the shell, germinates slowly, thus increasing the distance the nut can float and remain viable, and has a large amount of endosperm, or food reserve, which gives the seedlings a long time to survive and compete for establishment with existing flora on a new island. The third piece of tantalizing evidence is two unique Seychelles beetles that eat coconut trees. The Melitoma insulare, or the Melitoma beetle, is found only in the Seychelles. It is the most serious pest of coconut plantations and feeds only on coconut trees. The other insect is the rhinoceros beetle, locally known as Bef Banan. It is considered an endemic Seychelles subspecies and also feeds on coconut trees. Scientists argue that for these insects to have evolved into unique Seychelles forms, they must have been isolated on the islands for quite a long time, since, as we all know, evolution does not happen overnight. And since their food is the coconut tree, that must have been there for a very long time as well. This is all circumstantial, and there is no firm evidence as to the origin of the coconut. But I can tell you this, the most successful organisms are those that are able to disperse over large distances and colonize new areas. The coconut is one such successful organism. It is so common that we take it for granted. And yet, I think that it deserves to be looked at with new eyes, in awe and in wonder.
Doris, you can take my frosted flakes. Doris, you can take my shake and bake. Doris, you can take my Burger King. Even take my ring ding. But don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut. Doris, you can take my shrimp fried rice. Doris, you can take my Italian ice. Doris, you can take my baby Ruth. Even take my sweet tooth. But don't take my coconuts. Don't take my coconuts. Don't take my coconuts. Don't take my coconut.
Itty bitty conga.
Doris, you can take my frosted flakes. Doris, you can take my shake and bake. Doris, you can take my Burger King. Even take my ring ding. But don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut. Don't take my coconut.
You have been listening to Nature Watch.